Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What in the hell happened yesterday with someone that we used to work with? We all know her very well. She is blown up on the NFL Network. She covers America's team and other squads as well. Jane Slater going viral all over the place. My buddies from New York are sending me New York Post articles. People that work in the media have commented on this in every single sport. And you, Choppy, were all over it yesterday. I was late to this party, but you were reading through all the comments having to do with internships?
Correct. Jane Slater. She posts yesterday a tweet. This started it. Broadcast journalism students, : exciting internship opportunity for you. Can you set up a well-lit Zoom, Skype calls, record, edit, and want access to the league's top draft prospects? It's not with at Bobby Belt and I, but it is in the DFW area. Unpaid, great experience, inbox me. That is basically, that's how it started. That simple job posting. And over the next 9 hours, at about 9 p.m. last night, Sean, there were 75,000 tweets about it.
What?
I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. In 9 hours, there were 75,000 tweets about it. A few minutes later, she would tweet again in astonishment over the initial hate that she was getting. Quote, I posted an opportunity for an unpaid internship, and I'm amazed at the comments I get. It's not even for me. It's for someone else, and I would have jumped at it in college. I had 3 unpaid internships in school, double majors, also had a job, SMH, shaking my head. People did not get happy. Now, a lot of people in the media initially came up with their own experiences. Albert Breers and the, tons of people came in with their experience. I had an internship. It was great for me. Mike Fisher did a long thread saying how, take it for what it's worth, from someone who's been in this industry for 30 years. You know, I was working at 15 years old. I had internships. It greatly helped me get my foot in the door. But people in general on Twitter created this massive 50-50, and this was a very big 50-50, although you wouldn't know it if you went to the hashtag right now.
So what's the 50-50 over?
Whether or not unpaid internships are fair or not. Okay, people are not happy. They start saying things like, this is what privilege looks like. And they started getting personal with Jane, like, when you did your internship, did your chilly barren grandpa foot the bill?
Whoa.
But they went really hard. And I thought that was a little uncalled for, a little bit personal, but
explain that. What's chili have to do with it?
Well, she has spoken about, and there was an article that people posted, a little excerpt about her grandpa, who was like an executive with Wolf Brand Chili, and that he was a major part of her life and helped her out, all that stuff. And people were saying, you know, if you're poor or you don't have those advantages, you can't do unpaid internships because you have to find a way to make it through school, make money, be able to, you know, afford simple things like food and stuff. So from outside the industry, Jane responds, one other layer for future journalists. Your first few years feel unpaid. I made $16,000 my first 2 years, worked harder than I ever. There's a reason not everyone makes it in this business. I don't have time for those of you who don't understand the grind. It got uncivil, Sean, for people calling her insensitive, saying that unpaid internships are kind of have racial undertones to it, just saying they're elitist. Man, it got wild.
So basically, the argument happened because of people who feel the practice should be eliminated versus those who think that internships have value. The first thing is Jane Slater did not create the concept of internships. All right, she didn't come up with some new idea yesterday that she introduced to the public to where the creator of that idea should be attacked. Like, internships have been around for a while. I don't know whether Gen Z or the new school kids who don't like certain emojis and other things that have become outdated, how they view internships. But I think Jane was taken aback because she's like trying to provide an experience and people are like, take your free experience and stick it. So this thing got put into the New York Post and you had ESPN draft analysts talking about it. You had men, you had women, you had the whole thing just light up with thousands and thousands and thousands of comments, and people got personal with Jane from your privileged family. So anything else that we're missing before the fan text and our own opinions? Troy, did you follow along with this?
Yeah, I followed along with it, and I'll just go to my own opinion. I mean, I'm sure internships vary depending on what field you're going into. If you're in the medical field or law or you know, you're a blue-collar worker, I guess it all varies. When it comes to media, internship is massive, especially because this is the one medium that if you have, let's say you go to the boss at the radio station or even television station and say, hey, I have a bachelor's degree in speech communications and I'm working on this. Awesome. What's your experience? That's what it boils down to when it comes to media. And that experience starts with interns and internships. So it was ridiculous, some of the vitriol that I saw on Twitter.
And then people bringing up like Jane's privilege. I don't know anything about Jane's grandfather, you know, and I'm a little offended I haven't gotten free chili out of it. But I've been in the kitchen. I've been in our break room on the 12th floor when Jane Slater, and she might get mad at me for revealing it, but I think it helps her in this instance. Jane has come in panicking, getting her Fridays mixed up for payday. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Jane came in scrambling like, oh, my God, I thought today was payday and I don't have any money and you don't understand. I need this in my account. And I didn't know whether Jane was a bad spender or she was in trouble with the DFW mafia. I didn't know. But, like, Jane wasn't like, oh, well, you know, my grandfather has a chili company and this and that. Jane also, she got, you know, comments, oh, you benefit off your looks and this and that. And there's no doubt Jane is and other attractive people benefit off of their looks. But Jane Slater works hard.
Of course.
Jane is a pit bull. She is going to text. She's going to tweet. She has like an alpha male competitive streak. Like, she does not like when other people that are her colleagues get stories. She has, like, an MJ competitive streak. In terms of internships, look, we've said this many times on this show, and I don't know whether internships, unpaid internships, are fair or not, but I don't think people should be looked down upon. Not that Jane was doing this. I don't think people should be looked down upon if they don't want to get into an unpaid internship because they need to make money. The only reason that I am sitting here or had any unpaid internships is because of my mommy and daddy. And I'll say it out loud. I have no shame in it. It's the truth. If my dad didn't help me financially, I'm doing a different line of work. Are you kidding me? This is a bad paying job in the beginning. Yeah. I mean, RJ and I both live with our parents way longer than we would like to freely admit. Choppy was telling stories about using his parents' credit card for gas, and we couldn't afford our own apartments. And because of that, like, I was able to do unpaid internships. If my family wasn't as well off, then I would have had to get out in the real world and do something that generated an income. I was fortunate and lucky enough not to have to do that and get experience by watching broadcasters or seeing how things work behind the scenes and what a board operator does and what a producer does and answering the phones and all that different stuff.
When I was 27, I was living with my parents still. Had not moved out. I was 27. Yeah. I was making $10 an hour at ESPN.
Yeah.
And capped at 20 hours a week. Because if I went over 25, I would have to get insurance or something like that. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was criminal the amount of the little that you make and that you are allowed to work. So I had to live with my parents. I totally get, like, there's no way I would have been able to withstand the years that it took to get this job.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. But I don't think that people should be shamed for taking unpaid internships or offering them. Likewise, I don't think you should be, penalized for not being able to take one.
Yeah, I go back to what you said, Sean. I think a lot of people just see Jane as what she is now, the pretty blonde girl on NFL Network, and the girl that posts photos of her on a Katy Trail, rollerblading. They don't know the girl that actually started at UT, worked her way to the big market of Tyler, Texas, and then was in the newsroom at KRLD, then became a female on a sports radio station in the top five market. She busted her ass to get where she's at. But it's suddenly privileged because she's a pretty girl on television. And that's what upset me the most.
Jane has no patience. Jane's old school. I can speak for her on this. Jane has no patience for people who think that they should just be gifted things. Why? Because of the resume that Troy just went through. Jane was put in an almost failing position here at our station because you want truth. I mean, do you really just want to get into it? The majority of guys don't want to listen to sports talk female hosts. Jessica Mendoza catches enough heat. Now you're going to have talk to me about my sports for 4 or 5 hours a day. She was willing to take on that challenge. And she admitted her faults, and she took on a new project with sports reporting. She loves news reporting. She just doesn't like when people think that they should come out of the womb on third base. And that's what a lot of people do say about this generation. I always talk about people who are unwilling to move. I have a ton of respect for Landry Locker and Armin Williams, two guys that worked in this market. They're willing to pick up and move. They went to bum F New York. Landry went to Cleveland, now in Houston. Armin went to Denver. Now he is in the armpit as well. But that's the way it usually is, or at least that's the way it was with me. You got to go ahead and start off and go to market 220 and 160 and then move your way up. And that's why Jane doesn't have any patience for someone who thinks, not only should I not have to intern, but if I am going to intern, you better pay me. So I think that was a lot of the backlash. I just didn't know what the stance was in today's society with internships, whether it had become something outdated or not.
Think about Jane. It's not about internships with me or what she does now that I'm upset about. I'm just waiting for another mixtape.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
Boy, one taste of what I've got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you've got.
Yeah.
Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Oh, I need to record her again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.